Multiple choice. Interview with a nurse. Listen to the interview. Tick the correct statement. A, B, C, or D. Only one answer is right. There is an example. You will hear the recording twice. You will have 15 seconds before you listen to the second recording. You now have 2 minutes to look at the task.
Today on Una's Teen Hour RTA Radio, we are interviewing people on why they do the job they do. I have Claire McHugh with us first today. Hello, Claire. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Nice to meet you too.
What do you do?
Well, I'm a nurse in Naas Hospital, County Kildare.
Where exactly is the hospital?
Well, it's about an hour from Ireland's capital, Dublin.
What exactly do you do every day? Could you give us an example of your daily routine?
I look after the patients, make sure they are comfortable, receive the correct medication, and so on.
What is your specialty?
My specialty is general nursing. I only look after adults in a medical setting. I don't deal with children at all.
There has been a recession in Ireland. The country has many money problems. Has this affected the quality of nursing in Ireland?
Yes, of course. There are fewer nurses employed. That is why there are even more sick people to take care of every day. It is so much work for us nurses. We have fewer beds, too.
Wow, that sounds terrible. What sort of hours do you work?
I work 13-hour shifts. I do this 3 days a week, and it is full time.
Oh, okay. What are your favourite working hours?
Nights. I love working at night because then I can just concentrate on the patients and not the families.
That's good. Then the hours seem to work for you. Have you ever saved someone's life? And how?
Many lives. Nurses are usually the first to get to a patient's room when something goes wrong, like a cardiac arrest or something. Cardiac arrest means heart attack. I begin CPR immediately. That's pressing my hands on the patient's chest. The quicker you give CPR to a patient suffering from a heart attack, the better the chances are to save him or her. We have to react quickly.
Wow, how thrilling. When we watch medical programs on TV, like Grey's Anatomy or Private Practice, do they reflect your daily life in a hospital?
No, no, not at all. You see nothing like what happens in real life.
Why not?
Because it's TV. It gives everybody the wrong idea of what goes on in a hospital. We nurses are not there to solve family problems. We are there to help the patients get well.
That's interesting. Now, my last question. Claire, when did you know that you wanted to become a nurse?
Oh, when I was studying languages at university, I needed a part-time job. I got a part-time job in a hospital taking care of sick geriatrics. Geriatrics are old people. I then realized this was the perfect job for me. So I stopped studying at that university immediately and found a nursing college in Dublin.
That's very interesting. How old were you?
Well, I was 18 when I finished college, but I was actually 20 when I started to study to become a nurse, my dream job.
Thanks so much, Claire. I do hope your work conditions improve soon. Or maybe you could move to Australia. I hear they're looking for nurses.
Really? Thanks for the tip. I'll have to talk it through with my family first, though.
And right after the break, you're going to hear an interview with Paul Byrne, who's training to become a firefighter. Today on Una's Teen Hour RTA Radio, we are interviewing people on why they do the job they do. I have Claire McHugh with us first today. Hello, Claire. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Nice to meet you too.
What do you do?
Well, I'm a nurse in Naas Hospital, County Kildare.
Where exactly is the hospital?
Well, it's about an hour from Ireland's capital, Dublin.
What exactly do you do every day? Could you give us an example of your daily routine?
I look after the patients, make sure they are comfortable, receive the correct medication, and so on.
What is your specialty?
My specialty is general nursing. I only look after adults in a medical setting. I don't deal with children at all.
There has been a recession in Ireland. The country has many money problems. Has this affected the quality of nursing in Ireland?
Yes, of course. There are fewer nurses employed. That is why there are even more sick people to take care of every day. It is so much work for us nurses. We have fewer beds, too.
Wow, that sounds terrible. What sort of hours do you work?
I work 13-hour shifts. I do this 3 days a week, and it is full time.
Oh, okay. What are your favourite working hours?
Nights. I love working at night because then I can just concentrate on the patients and not the families.
That's good. Then the hours seem to work for you. Have you ever saved someone's life? And how?
Many lives. Nurses are usually the first to get to a patient's room when something goes wrong, like a cardiac arrest or something. Cardiac arrest means heart attack. I begin CPR immediately. That's pressing my hands on the patient's chest. The quicker you give CPR to a patient suffering from a heart attack, the better the chances are to save him or her. We have to react quickly.
Wow, how thrilling! When we watch medical programs on TV, like Grey's Anatomy or Private Practice, do they reflect your daily life in a hospital?
No, no, not at all. You see nothing like what happens in real life.
Why not?
Because it's TV. It gives everybody the wrong idea of what goes on in a hospital. We nurses are not there to solve family problems. We are there to help the patients get well.
That's interesting. Now, my last question. Claire, when did you know that you wanted to become a nurse?
Oh, when I was studying languages at university, I needed a part-time job. I got a part-time job in a hospital taking care of sick geriatrics. Geriatrics are old people. I then realized this was the perfect job for me. So I stopped studying at that university immediately and found a nursing college in Dublin.
That's very interesting. How old were you?
Well, I was 18 when I finished college, but I was actually 20 when I started to study to become a nurse, my dream job.
Thanks so much, Claire. I do hope your work conditions improve soon. Or maybe you could move to Australia. I hear they're looking for nurses.
Really? Thanks for the tip. I'll have to talk it through with my family first, though.
And right after the break, you're going to hear an interview with Paul Byrne, who's training to become a firefighter.